Welcome to the program. I'm April, your host and facilitator for the next hour as we journey across the veil. It's been a while since we've been on, and we're happy to be back and sharing and bringing you insight, guidance, and wisdom as we connect with the masters, the teachers, the guides, and possibly even make connection with those who have preceded us across the veil. And we're going to be taking calls during the next hour. The call lines are 530-327-7602, or you can call in at 888-627-6008. We're happy to be here once again, like I said, sharing this information and sharing this time together as we connect and bring that insight into a higher awareness of what's going on around us. If you'd like to find out a little bit about me, you can check out my site here on BBS Radio and read a little bit more about what's going on in the programming. Or you can go on my website, which is whitewolfapril.com. You can send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. If for some reason you're unable to call into the program today and you'd like to ask a question, brief, quick little question, and I'll be happy to send you a nice little answer to it, you can send it to me at that email at april@whitewolfapril.com. And as we're sharing and as we're connecting and seeing what's going on, I had a general a message that came in earlier today, and I'm not sure, excuse me, I'm not sure who it was for. This general message was talking about how we need to begin to do some healing in our lives, how we need to begin to bring in that healing and facilitate that healing within our lives on all kinds of levels, whether it be on a physical, whether it be on a mental, whether it be on a spiritual, that healing is very powerful. And in particular, it feels like someone or a couple of people listening to the program today are really needing to do some of that healing, that form of higher vibrational healing, that higher dynamic of healing between like family members, like father, mother, daughter, sister, brother. It feels like it's within that nucleus within a family. And what I'm getting with that is that it's needed to take time to allow that to happen. We can't hold on to that bitterness. We can't hold on to the trauma that may have happened or the negative situation which may have caused all of this to roll into place. It's time to heal that. It's time to move forward from that. Now, you may be thinking, the person that this is, I'm just going to share with you as it's coming to me, the person that maybe this is associating with may be sitting there and saying, but I've done all this type of healing, so I'm positive this message is not for me, but yet it's resonating within your heart. And the reason I'm saying that is sometimes we've done a lot of work, and sometimes we've really taken ourselves to that place of feeling that higher vibration of healing, but there's just a little bit of closure that's needed, just a little bit more work that we need to kind of step through it, just to give ourselves permission to say, I have a right to be healed in that. And moving into a positive frame of mind about that as well is very powerful, is very uplifting as you continue on your healing process. And as the guides are showing me, you need to help move yourself through that block. You need to help move yourself through that which is holding you back, that which is maybe keeping you just off that threshold of moving through some victories, moving through some of that personal strength, some of that personal power that is yours. And for some reason, they're showing me that this healing needs to come in on more of a family level, more of a divine connection type of healing. And when we talk about healing, like I was saying, not necessarily a healing that, you know, could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional, but it needs to be brought in and allow yourself to continue to move forward with that, giving yourself that opportunity for that blessed healing, for that awareness, for that newness to be able to come into the relationship. Just because we maybe go in from a healing from a different perspective, we want to make sure that we don't just hold on to saying, okay, I know that I've accomplished this. We want to feel it from inward, from deep within yourself. I see that I do have a caller on the line, Leslie from California. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing spectacular, Leslie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
How can I help you today?
Well, I've been playing around with what I really need to know, and so I'm just going to go for career instead of relationship.
Okay. Leslie, I'm going to visit with you for just a minute here as I connect with your energy so that we can get a good reading for you. And you said you're looking at career, right?
Yes.
Okay. As I look at career and as I look at where you're going in that direction in your life, what I'm seeing is that I'm seeing like a dial. And it's kind of like you're dialing in, you're tuning in, you're still formulating that that frequency, that dynamic of where you're going with your career. I believe you've already kind of feel like you're established somewhere, correct?
Well, I don't currently have a job, but I have been in this industry for a while, and I feel like as I'm putting together my resume, that's pretty well established. It's just a matter of actually...
Okay, so that's what I'm getting then is that you have that dynamic of what is there, and it's like you're dialing it in. So hence what you're saying on getting the resume together, getting things together, that's a very strong aspect of that because you are, you know, fine-tuning that. When you say that you're unemployed at this time, were you actually laid off? Because it feels like it wasn't a termination, but it feels like it was...
Yeah, it wasn't.
Okay, a layoff?
Oh, no, you're exactly on. You're right. Okay. I didn't get terminated.
Okay. Because what I'm getting from that is there was a reason to make that step. There was a reason to make that change that you're still trying to get a little bit of a higher understanding of, which is holding you back. I don't necessarily... It's kind of different how I'm getting this feeling with you, Leslie. I don't get like an urgency within yourself. Like I've had some folks that I've spoken to on other programs and who, you know, have contacted me, that there's a real urgency to move through this. But for some reason, it feels like you're doing some inner soul work, inner healing work, inner connection work that's giving you, and this is giving you that opportunity and it's giving you that time. So what I want to share with you on that is keep working with that inner work. Keep working with that inner purpose and that inner path, because as you finish that, you're going to begin to find that you actually are going to walk into the perfect situation. You're going to walk into what's been established and set in front of you. It's not going to matter if you have a resume. It's not going to matter if you've, you know, got like the perfect alignment for what you could offer this company. It's just going to flow in that manner. Does that make sense?
It actually really does. I guess then, since you're pretty much confirming a lot of things for me, what I want to know is, when is this work going to actually kind of complete itself at whatever level it is so that I can move into the next line of work? Because I get that sense that I do need to keep doing the internal healing work that I'm doing.
Okay. Okay. I'm connecting with you a little bit here more as we talk. What I'm getting is that I'm hearing baby steps. Allow yourself to make those little steps. Allow yourself to make those little adjustments, because that's what's needed to kind of give you that It's what's needed to give you, you have to give yourself permission. That's the word I'm looking for. Give yourself permission to really work through this process. You're needing to use the baby steps right now because you haven't officially given yourself permission. It's almost like you're it almost feels like you have a little bit of guilt within yourself that you're not, number one, moving forward with your career, and number two, that you're on this quest within yourself, which almost kind of births a little bit of a feeling guilty about it, feeling like, oh, maybe I should be doing something more. So you're just kind of...
When you see everyone else around you, like, hustling, and you're sitting there, and you're meditating, you're like, maybe I should get up.
Baby steps. Give yourself permission to get up. Give yourself permission to move forward. Give yourself permission to express what it is that you need to express. Because it feels like you're kind of using that baby steps, and it's kind of, and I don't mean this as a negative, but it's kind of holding you back from having that big, what I see is like two great big beautiful French doors going out onto this beautiful patio with these beautiful marble columns. And as you're standing there giving yourself this permission, you're actually allowing yourself to throw open these French doors, which is then going to allow you to move forward. But you've got to, number one, get over what other people around you are experiencing, feeling, saying, and doing, mm-hmm. and allow yourself to take a few more of these little steps. And then I want to say probably right as you get near the first of the year, you're going to see a major breakthrough in where you're at in most of this, Leslie. It feels like it's kind of like that where we go into hibernation time, where we have that quiet time, where you have that meditation time. And as long as you're not kind of beating yourself up, not that you do, but kind of by feeling that you're not doing enough, let yourself have those baby steps, and then allow yourself to open up that big curtain. Allow yourself to open up those beautiful French doors, which holds and reveals for you what's going to be coming forward. I hope that makes sense.
I think so.
Okay.
I feel like you're saying that I can still do the meditation, but I actually need to start doing forward movements as far as work is concerned, too.
Yes.
Which and I am doing.
And also with your growth and with your inner healing work, your inner journey. It feels like you're doing a lot of that inner soul work, inner guidance work, that you're trying to really hear what the guides want you to do. You're really trying to listen to the voice of the angels. That type of thing to give you a little bit more of that clarity. And, you know, it's kind of funny. If we want to listen to the radio, or if we want to turn the, or want to do something on the computer, what's the first thing we have to do? We have to take the action of turning it on. And that's kind of what I'm getting that feel of. You know, we can sit in meditation, we can sit in hibernation, we can sit in that quietness and absorb and use those baby steps of growth, of absorption, and moving forward and becoming who we're here to become. But it's when we get a hold of that whole big picture and say, wow, I'm really glad I went through that healing process. Now it's time for me to turn the radio on. Now it's time for me to hit the on switch.
So can you just be less analogy and direct with me and tell me what that exactly means about turning on that switch? Does that basically mean, okay, get up, start talking to people and seeing if they are hiring? Like, to me, that's what that means.
Yes. It means to start watching the market around you. Start watching what's going around in, I don't know what trade you're actually or career and, you know, what you do as a career. But, for example, if you're in marketing, you're going to want to start putting yourself in an alignment and start observing what's going on within the marketing industry, because then it's going to give you a little bit more knowledge of what you need to focus on as you're finishing this healing time, this quiet time, for you to then be able to be propelled forward, because you're going to be on the cutting edge of it. You're going to have sat back, observed, and seen what the big picture is. Ah, this is what it is. This is how I can fit.
Yeah, and I've been doing that, actually. So, yes, Got you.
Good. And keep working with that. And then, like I said, I'm seeing around the first of the year where you're going to be able to throw those doors open, because when you throw those doors open, it's that stepping out into the arena. It's that turning on switch that says, okay, I'm back. And here's what I have to offer, and exposing the beauty of what you can bring to that industry, what you can bring to that career market, and allow yourself to do that.
I agree. I hope that I'm able to do that before the first of the year, but I like what you're saying. I agree with you completely.
confidence is another thing that kind of got knocked out of your sails, and that's another reason why you've needed a little bit of this time to sit back and regroup.
Yeah.
To rebuild that. You know, sometimes when we take a hit, it takes a few days or, you know, a little bit of time for us to regain that personal strength within ourselves that says, okay, I'm back. I love it when I work with people and I call them those aha moments. Aha, I got it, you know, that kind of thing. And you're so close to having that aha moment that I want to say keep working how you're working, but also start maybe moving it a little bit forward by doing more of that observing. I know you said you are doing that, but I think you need to do it just a little bit more.
Got you. Okay, I will.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
Thanks for your call, Leslie, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Sometimes in our journeys, we have to go through some of that healing. We have to find that inner path, that inner process that's going to propel us to that perfect place, especially when we're working on it and allowing divine order to continue to put us in that place. I am April, and I am taking calls during the rest of this hour here, and I'm taking calls at 530-327-7602 or 888-627-6008. And if you're unable to call in and you want to maybe send me an email, it's april@whitewolfapril.com, and I will be checking it here later on during the program to see if anybody has sent in any messages or emails, and I'll be happy to give you an answer and give you some insight into that. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, you can go to www.whitewolfapril.com, and on there you can find out a little bit about who I am, where I'm, you know, what I do, and that type of thing, and get a little bit more of an understanding and insight into the work that I do. I am preparing to go to St. Louis here tomorrow, and I will be there over the weekend sharing and working with others, doing healing, doing energy healing work. That's so powerful and so amazing. If you're in the St. Louis area and you'd like to see if there's any openings while I'm going to be there, you can give me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com, and if I have any cancellations, I'll be sure to see if we can't get you in the St. Louis area. There's many things that are going to be happy. I'm going to be in the mountains of Colorado here towards the 19th, 20th. I can't remember the exact date of that weekend. Summit County, Colorado, we're going to be doing some classes and offering some insight. We're also going to be doing it where it's remotely connectable. You can come in and connect through the internet to hear the classes and to be a part of the classes. So if you're interested, once again, it's april@whitewolfapril.com to find out more about that, when we're doing the classes and when we're at a remote distance and we're doing some work. I also am the founder of Metaphysical Arts Institute. We offer a huge variety of classes, and we are accredited, not through the traditional accredited, but we're accredited through the esoteric type of schooling. And we offer degree programs as well now, from associates up to the PhD level in holistic healing, metaphysical arts, those type of things. If you'd like to find out more about that, I recommend that you go on to whitewolfenterprise.com. That's our main website. And from there, you can find out a little bit more about Metaphysical Arts Institute. And check it out. Find out what are some of the different classes that we offer. We offer the classes on site. We offer the classes online. We offer the classes correspondence. So we're here to help and to provide for you. I'm also hearing that there's a message for a person who is contemplating a move. You are contemplating actually moving out of the location that you are in, and the reason you're contemplating this is you feel that you're paying more than what your budget is allowing you to pay. You've checked the market, and you feel like if you walk out of that and into a new situation, that you'll be in a better off place. I want to tell you, you need to talk to your lender. You need to make a connection with that lender. There's something that you're not aware of that they can do to help you. And it's kind of like, I don't want to say a restructure or remortgaging, but it feels like you need to go in and have a conversation with them. Because the best choice is not necessarily to walk away from that investment. To move out of that is not necessarily the best choice right now. They're saying speak to your lender, visit with your lender, because you know maybe you're paying $1,000 and you know that if you downsize and you move, you could maybe find something for $750 to $800. But it feels like if you talk to your lender, you're going to be able to work with your investment. You're going to be able to work with your value, with your assets. There's something about that. Don't give up is what I keep hearing. As I'm connecting with that, and as I'm hearing that message, I'm going to go ahead and check my emails here to see if there's anyone who has contacted me via email on a question that they may have. I do have one here from a young woman who, I'm going to read her question just briefly. Her name's Becky. Her question is, she's pregnant and she's concerned about her child. She's concerned about the well-being of this child. I'm not going to give any details out over the program that I'm reading here. She's concerned about her child. And the message that I want to share with you, Becky, for your child, and this, I feel that there's a few other parents who have children with this same condition, this same process that they're going through. What you need to do, Becky, is look at diet, number one. There's some things that are affecting behavior. There's some things that are affecting the mental process, that type of thing. Your child by no term of is dumb. Your child is quite brilliant, quite capable of doing what you're saying in here that they're telling you that your child cannot do. It's kind of like when you have children who have, that are as gifted and as far advanced as your child is, to show them 2 + 2 = 4, they in their mind could care less. They in their mind look at that number 2 and feel like it has no purpose, it has no reason, because of their mental place and where they're at within this. What you need to do is you need to help start to understand the creativity of that mind and help look for ways that they can begin to express themselves, that they can begin to fit into, I hate the box, but be able to fit into the box that society and the world says that our children need to be able to fit in to be able to become educated at the vibration and that the frequency that our societies wish to teach our children at. So, Becky, what I want to say, and to any of you listeners who may have a child who has this situation, and I don't like to give labels, I don't like to give tags, and I'm not going to share any personal information that you had shared in the email with me, Becky, but don't let them tell you the only solution is to put them on medication. Don't let them tell you the only solution for you is to put them into, you know, these other types of programs because in their mindset they think that the child is not learning. Look at, for example, when you have a child, I had one recently who was in the office, and as we're sitting there talking, the child's very fidgety and playful. And as we were working, the child started rolling a bottle of water across the table. And as he rolled it across the table, he was playing with it, having fun. He took a few drinks of the water out of it and then shared it with his mother, who took a couple drinks of the water and then rolled it across the table. And of course, it rolls differently. His mind immediately went into, why is this now rolling differently? He took a few more drinks and it rolled a little bit more different. That type of thing. He wasn't doing it to be distracting. He wasn't doing it because he wasn't listening and hearing the conversation that was going on. Rather, he was doing it because his mind is processing and is trying to calculate and assimilate, why is all of this happening? So what I want to say is, if you have a child that is in this case, and Becky, I will follow up with you on a response email a little bit further, but I do feel that sharing it here on the program is really kind of important because there are so many other parents out there who have and are facing a very similar situation with their children. And I want to offer you some insight and some information that has been shared with me. So if you send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com and say, hey, I believe I have one of those children that you were visiting about with today on the program, can you share a little bit more of that information with me? Can you spend a little bit more time with me? I will definitely get back with you, and I will definitely be happy to share more of that information, and I'll be happy to share more of that insight as I talk to you more specifically about your child. But it feels like the guides and the masters are really wanting to get that information out to parents, out to the parents of these children who, I'm going to call them, that are so gifted and are so empowered and are so aware that we need to be able to help focus on that, and we need to be able to help give them some direction on how to be the individuals that they've been born to be and be the individuals that they have come into this life experience to bring the gift that they've brought with them. If you'd like to call me during the program here, the number is 530-327-7602 or 888-627-6008. And I'll be happy to visit with you answering a few brief questions and seeing if we can't get you some insight. There's a woman who's got a grandmother that passed away probably about 6 months ago, 6 months to 8 months ago, and the grandmother is communicating with you and connecting with you. That's why things keep changing. That's why you smell a certain fragrance. It's kind of like the example I'm hearing, and I don't necessarily think it's what you're smelling, but it's an example that they're giving me to share with you, is it's kind of like when you'd go to grandma's house and she'd been baking sugar cookies, and you just get that warm, wonderful feeling and that warm, wonderful aroma from the smell of that baking of sugar cookies. Your grandmother is doing that same type of blessing to you. Number one, she wants to let you know that she arrived home. Her arrival home was one without pain because you have asked that question. Apparently, she did passed of a terminal situation, and you and other members in the family have been concerned. You know, did she suffer? Was she feeling what she was going through at that time? And she's saying that my stepping and my passing at that time was without pain. She says the reason that she's sharing this message and this information with you is so that you can understand that through her passing, you don't have to hold on to concern. You don't have to hold on to, wow, we should have done more, if we would have done this, if we could have done that, the woulda, shoulda, couldas are just like really swirling in your mind. And she wants you to realize, heal from that. Let that go. You had no control over that. You had no jurisdiction, so to speak, is the terminology that I'm hearing coming up, over her process. It was her time. It was her time to pass. She lived a wonderful, full life. She totally enjoyed her children. She totally enjoyed the family. And she was very empowered because of that love, because of that bond that was within the family. And she wants the family to know when she passed, there was no pain. And that you all need to let go of the woulda, shoulda, couldas. There's the purpose of that, and the principle of that is kind of selfish, is what she's showing me. Kind of almost having that, I am God, I guess is the only terminology I can really connect with what I'm hearing from her. And you're not. She had to go through the process. She had her life path to walk. And the woulda, shoulda, couldas, you know, you could have, but it might not have changed a darn thing because that's where she was at. And that's what she's kind of sharing with me. And she wants the family to realize that her arrival home, she was greeted by Pappy. I don't know if that name has a significance to you, but you may want to write that and put that in the background of your information because you're going to begin to gain a little bit of a better understanding of who we're connecting to. Like I said, she passed about 6 to 8 months ago, and she was terminal, but she had a lot of life. She had a lot of spark to herself, and she says, my life was blessed. Please don't feel like you've ever shortchanged me. Please don't ever feel like you didn't give me the joy unspeakable and full of glory is a terminology that she's using. She's very happy, and she wants you to know that that happiness is something that you need to replace that sorrow and that grieving and that sadness with. You need to replace it with that joy unspeakable. She, as I'm talking of her, I feel a young man's energy come in. I want to say he was possibly 15, in that mid-teen range, and he passed of a head injury, and he's wanting me to tell you. He's saying, tell my parents that I'm home. Tell my parents that I've had a fabulous journey. Tell them that I love them. Tell them not to hold on to the grief. And particularly, he's sending a message to his mother, and he's saying, Mom, don't go to the extremes where you're going because that's not helping you. It feels like what he's showing me is that maybe you're doing a little bit more drinking than you should to try to cover the pain. And he's saying, Mom, don't do that. Mom, don't do that. Mom, don't do that. It's not honoring yourself. It's not honoring the blessing and the life and the gift that you've had for and with one another through this life process, for this life process. I'm hearing like an R name. I want to say like a Rodney, a Randy, a Rod, rah, rah, rah type of sound that he's giving me as a name. So you want to connect with that a little bit. And as his energy is in and as he's sharing this information with me, he's wanting you to know. Thank you for everything you have done for me. Do not feel that you've let me down. Very similar to the message I was getting earlier. But his message is more back towards you to not go into such a deep place of grief over his passing that you're now allowing some other things to control you. And it's I keep seeing like a blinder. I keep seeing like I'm looking through a shaded window, or I can see through it, but it's like fuzzy, it's like hazy. And he's saying, don't put yourself in that place. You need to see the world through clarity. You need to see the world through the eyes of divine perception. And he wants to give that gift with you. He wants to share that ability with you. But by stepping into the grief and holding on to that grief, you're keeping yourself from seeing that. You're keeping yourself from experiencing that. You're keeping yourself from that divine place, that place within that is your beautiful walk, and you need to carry forward the message. You need to be a champion for him is what he's saying as well. Championing the message to other young people to use and to be careful. Don't think that you can outrun a situation. Don't think that you can bypass responsibility. It's kind of like he's showing me for every action there is a reaction. You can't not be a champion for that message for other young people, realizing that what we put out, realizing that what we do out there, what we've given out, what we've blessed out with, that it's coming back at us. I'm seeing the example that I oftentimes will use in a class, where if we drop a pebble in the middle of a beautiful still lake, that pebble creates a ripple. And as that ripple goes back from the center of the lake out to the shoreline, it goes in as waves. And then after it goes to the shoreline, it comes back to the middle. And then it creates that ripple once again, and it goes back and forth, and it creates that vibration that goes back and forth. And he's wanting you to champion that message to others, to be aware of for every action there is a reaction. For every deed that you do, there's a responsibility that has to be upheld. We have to know that if we've dropped that pebble in the water, it's going to create that ripple that's going to go out over our lives and out through our life path. And Mom, he's saying, champion that message for me. Don't go into grief. Don't go into sorrow. Don't remain fogged and hazed, but begin to carry a message for others. Champion the message for others of healing. Champion that message of remembering that what they're doing, what the deed is that has been placed out there, that we have set it into motion, and we need to do what we need to do to correct it, to fix it, or to send it out forward as a blessing. With that, what he's showing me is that as we do a deed, and say we've done a deed that's not a positive situation, and that has sent that ripple out that's going out to the world and then coming back to us and going out and coming back and going out and coming back, that in order to correct that, there needs to be a change in the tide. There needs to be a change in how we're reacting and how we're acting. He says, you have a really full understanding of this, Mom, because you tried so hard to help me. You tried so hard to give me that dynamic. He said, Mom, please help others like you were trying to help me, that I was just stubborn because you were Mom. I was just stubborn because, you know, you're the parent. And he, you know, he's regretting that, but not in a negative. He's saying, I should have listened more. Please carry that message forward to others. Tell my friends, tell others that they can change that tide through their behavior. For example, if it's a young person who maybe has gotten into, and I'm going to, for some reason, he keeps showing me a bottle. So I'm going to say, got into drinking and going to parties and drinking and doing it in excess, where it's creating that being drunk and being unclear and being unable to think and focus and process. And what he's saying is, Mom, help them realize they can change that behavior. Help them realize that, you know, they can find better for themselves in their lives. They don't have to accept that. They don't have to be that person. They can change that tide. They can change that situation. I have another energy that has come in, and I'm going to share the message as a global message, that we all need to realize that we're worthy of that divine energy. We're all worthy of that divine connection, that high frequency. Every person, every being out there, you're worthy. Don't beat yourself up. Don't hold yourself back. Don't keep yourself from being a blessing and being blessed. Know that you're worthy. Know that you deserve it. That it's, wow, negative pride, not the good ego. You know, we can have a good ego and say, wow, that it was really an amazing situation that helped, you know, I helped get through this or that. But this is kind of a negative. We're seeing that worthy, and we're saying, oh, I can't ever act worthy of something because then I'm not staying humble. No, that's not true. See yourself as worthy. Stop hearing the lies that your mind is creating for you and some of the old programming that has been created for you to believe as well. I am April, and the last few minutes here of the program, I am going to be accepting calls. I still have time for maybe one, maybe two callers if you'd like to call in. The number's 530-327-7602 or 888-627-6008. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about who I am, you can go to whitewolfapril.com. And you can send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. And I'll be happy to connect with you a little bit more about our school, a little bit more about the degree programs we offer. We have a lot that is sponsored through our organization that's called White Wolf Enterprise. And you can find out all about that at whitewolfenterprise.com. We also have a part of our organization that is called Celebrate Life Ministries, and you can find out more about that and how we all have a story. We all have a reason to celebrate. We all have that victory within our hearts. Once again, going to that message of worthiness. Know that you're worthy. Know that you deserve. Know that your life is a blessing. Know that you are carrying a blessing that could be, you know, you may be a shut-in. You may be somebody who feels like, I can't do anything to change the world, when you can. We do it one little grain of sand at a time. We do it one little movement at a time. We make that change. We make that difference as we present that. And as we, maybe it's just a smile that you offer to a person in the checkout line at the grocery store. Or maybe it's that calling somebody that you haven't talked to for a long time just to call and say, hey, I was thinking about you today. How are you? Wanted to send you some love. Wanted to just, you know, check in on you and see what's happening in the world. Those are just ways of expressing that love. Express that divine love. You're worthy of it. You're worthy to receive it as well. I'm hearing there's somebody who feels they're not worthy of any blessings. They feel like they've screwed up life. They've screwed up everything just so bad that they're not worthy of anything. And that's hogwash. That's not truth. You're believing a lie of deception that has been put in your path to hold you back from that higher frequency, that's holding you back from walking the divine life, walking that higher frequency life and that purpose that you're here to walk, that you're here to experience and express. There's a new mother to be, and you have a concern about the pregnancy. I feel you connect a lot with the same type of story that I was getting from the woman who had emailed me. It feels like you are concerned about the pregnancy of your child because of some tests that have been done, and they're telling me to tell you that the tests are kind of like a false positive. This child that you're carrying is not really having the problem that they've told you. You know this in your heart, too. Listen to your heart. Listen to that message within your heart. It was kind of like a false positive. I don't know how to express that or word it any different than that. They're giving you information that's true with what they have, but the information that they've gathered is not correct. Wow, that's a little different feeling, and it's a little different bit of interpretation there. It's almost like they did like a chromosomal test, and because I'm seeing a DNA chain, and that through that there came a false positive. Know that your child is fine, and that you don't have to listen to that message. You don't have to accept the verdict that they've given you, the diagnosis that they've given you, that it has been a false positive. You could go in and redo the testing again and get a different result if you feel you need that. But they're saying if you listen to your heart, if you listen to your gut, if you listen to the message that's coming to you from the child that you're carrying, you're going to know beyond any shadow. You know that you know that you know that you know the information and the beauty of that. The awareness of that is right there and is huge. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about me, it's been a while since I've been on BBS, and if you'd like to know a little bit more about who I am and what I do, you can find that out at whitewolfapril.com. I also have a couple books out that I have authored. One is called The Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance. This book tells you how to set up, use, and work with a medicine wheel. What are the benefits of it? What does each direction mean? What does each process and each part of that medicine wheel mean? And it has it's also within the title, it's called Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance, Vision Quest. Vision Quest is that story which talks about two young men. It's a fictional story that talks about two young men using the energy of the medicine wheel to develop their lives and to become men, to move from being the teen to being the man, to moving into that. So it's a really fun book, and it's a great learning tool to help you understand the processes of how things happen in life. Also, I have created another book and oracle deck that's called Medicine Wheel Oracle Book and Deck, and it has 41 cards. The pictures on it are just absolutely amazing. You can find that on Amazon, or you can order it from me directly off of my website, whitewolfapril.com. And that deck and that book gives you daily insight. It can be used like a daily devotional. You can do a number of different spreads that are provided in the book. There's an interpretation of the card as you read it, and as you read it in reversed, and then there's an exercise that can give you a little bit of guidance and a little bit of help on how to improve that or correct it or build upon it, whatever avenue or whatever way that card is speaking to you at that time. I also have another book out that's called Clairwhat, Intuitive Development, Understanding Clairvoyance, Clairessence, Clairgustance, all of that. And we talk about what is a shaman, what is a medium, what is dream interpretation. This little book puts it all together in one package. I used to get so frustrated when I would want to go and find out a little bit more about the clairs, you know, clairvoyance, clairessences, that type of thing. And I'd have to get this book, or I'd have to go on this line, or I'd have to go here and go there. And so what I felt led to do by the guides was put it together in one place. Find out what it means to look for dream symbolism. Find out what it means to be a medium. What is psychic? What is metaphysics? We talk about all of those type of things in this book. It's called Clairwhat. Intuitive Development, Understanding Intuitive Development. And you can find that as well on Amazon, or you can order it directly from me as well. And it's my email is april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to provide you answers to any questions that you may have. I will be on BBS Radio on Tuesdays at the same time, same place, every week, and sharing messages, taking your phone calls, sharing that guidance and that wisdom and that knowledge with you. So go ahead and mark down those phone numbers so next week when we're on, you can give us a call and we can see what maybe the guides or the masters wish to speak with you. There is another person that's contemplating a move, and I'm hearing that it's important that I tell you yes. So one person is supposed to go talk to your lender, and this one they're saying, yes, you need to move because you need to get your child in a place of safety. You need to get your child in a place where they're not going to be affected by the environment. Environment also is meaning not just what you're breathing in, that type of environment, but the social environment, the social structure environment. You need to get them out of that. There's a potential for some real problems within the next 3 or 4 years of their lives if you stay in the location that you're at and you've been pacing the floor. You've been walking and pacing and speaking with your spouse and saying, wow, I really feel like we need to get out of here because it's not the best place for the kids. This is not the best school for my kids. This is not the best environment for my kids. You're getting that feeling and you're getting that guidance because you're supposed to move. And they're saying, do. Go ahead and do that move. Make that move. It'll be a blessing. You'll know you're not going to be jumping out of the pan and into the fire, because if you listen to that guidance and you listen to that direction that's coming forward, you're going to know that you're in the right place. You're going to know that you've made that right decision, that you've put yourself in that right place. listen to that voice, hear that message. Once again, that came in really strong for me to share that with you. There is a woman who has been calling in the energy of the angels because she feels the angels are there to protect her. The angels are there to help her and guide her. Don't ever stop that process because they are there with you. They're with you through every breath that you take, through every movement that you make. It's very emotional. I feel like that overwhelming blessing, that overwhelming hand, that overwhelming empowerment that they're giving to you because you do call on them, because you do respect them, because you do honor them, and you allow them to work with you and for you. Hear that voice, hear that message, and know that it's okay. There's another listener who is taking life way, 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 way too serious. What I'm hearing is, and from this I'm getting this from, it feels like a teenage type of energy that's coming through, I want to say maybe 18, maybe 19. They're saying you're taking life too serious. You're being way too serious about where you're going in your life, what you're doing. Take a breath. Step back and observe the beauty. Step back and observe the empowerment. Observe that. Wow. And have fun. Now, one of the things that I often tell people when they say, well, you don't know, you know, maybe I am having fun. Maybe what to me, this is something that's fun. Well, this person that's coming through is feeling it's not. And you need to have a little bit more fun. Your interpretation of fun could be different than mine. For me to go sit up on a mountaintop and look out over the beautiful, the earth, to me that's the most thrilling and most exciting thing that I could ever do. For you, it may be go to an amusement park and go on one of those rides that's those life thriller type of rides. But find what it is. Find what's going to bring your soul its happiness again. They're wanting me to say, you've lost your joy. You lost your happiness. You lost your spark. Find that again. Allow yourself to go into that place and allow yourself to have fun. Color in a coloring book. I keep seeing little kids sitting down with coloring book and crayons and just color and just express yourself through that. Color has, the vibration of color has so much healing to give to us and so much empowerment because of that use of that color and what that color can represent. And the vibration within that color can bring that healing, can bring that which you're seeking for, what you're looking for, where you're going, what's your purpose. Once again, I do want to share a little bit of information. If you want to learn a little bit more about me, it's www.whitewolfapril.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about our organization and the different businesses that are encompassed within our organization, it's www.whitewolfenterprise.com. You can send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. It's great to be back on the radio with the BBS family and sharing information and sharing that insight and guidance and getting those connections from those loved ones or from the masters whom you may be seeking some information from, getting a little bit more guidance, a little bit more understanding of what our life path and our purpose is, and maybe getting just some confirmation, kind of like we were doing when I was visiting with our caller earlier, getting some of that confirmation, getting some of that, oh, I knew I was on the right path, getting that aha moment that says, ah, I got it, it's here, it's, I understand that. Don't see yourself as worthy. Understand that the worthiness is within you, that we, what we send out, and we can make a difference. We can change the world through one little smile at a time. We don't want to focus on the negative. We don't want to focus on empowering that the negative. I've recently been reminded of what Mother Teresa said. She said, I won't ever attend a war rally or an anti-war rally, but I'll attend a peace rally. I'll attend that which is, you know, honoring peace, that which is blessing the world with peace. We all have that. We all are a part of that, and we're all worthy of bringing forward that blessing. We don't have to fight our way through things. We can bring it in with that peace and that divine connection. that energy that we have with divine source, knowing that our path is blessed and what we send out into the world, sure, it might be coming back and might be going out and making a negative vibration, but we can change that. We can move forward and we can heal that. We can heal body, mind, and spirit. As we started the entire program, they were sharing that message of healing that vibration within the families, healing that place within our homes and within our lives that is holding us back. If you want to send me an email and have a brief question, please feel free to do so. It's april@whitewolfapril.com. I will be on BBS Radio on Tuesdays, and I am taking your phone calls at that time. The West Coast, it's noon for an hour. In the Mountain Time, it's 1. And the East Coast, I believe it's 2. So you can connect with me and get your messages and the guidance that you're seeking through brief little questions. And sometimes, like I said, just getting that confirmation, just getting that resonation within yourself that you know that you have gone on that process. You have begun your journey. You have brought yourself into that higher place within your life. You're walking your life walk. You're walking your path. You're walking your journey and being empowered in that place. And that's the purpose of bringing forward the messages. And that's the purpose of what Across the Veil is all about. I do open forum Across the Veils and globally, and I do one-on-one Across the Veil readings. You can find out more about that on my website at whitewolfapril.com. You can send me an email, april@whitewolfapril.com, to find out and ask some questions, and maybe doing a one-on-one reading is something that would be beneficial. And I do specials occasionally, so you want to watch for those specials. And I do travel. I'll be in St. Louis coming up here. I leave tomorrow, and I'll be in St. Louis for the weekend. And then I'll be in the mountains of Colorado that third weekend of November. December is going to take me to Alaska once again, back up home, and spending some time up there and doing some classes and offering workshops and just one-on-one healing sessions, one-on-one reading sessions. That's what we're here for. That's what we're providing. That's what this whole work is about. And when we bring those messages, and I've had people who will say to me, you know, why do you do open forum readings? Why do you bring forward that message? What's the purpose of it? The purpose of it is to bring healing for you, to bring healing inside for you, to help you reach that place of inner healing, inner balance, inner peace, inner quiet, and know that it's okay. It's okay to be on your journey. It's okay to make the choices that you've made, and that loved ones who have passed, they're there loving us and extending out that healing to us as well when we're wondering, wow, did we do enough? Did we accomplish enough? Such as one of our earlier messages that were coming through and encouraging us and helping us move through the grieving process. For sometimes we get stuck in that place of grief, and sometimes we get stuck holding on to a lower frequency of being in sadness and sorrow, and we need to lift ourselves up. As one of the sayings was that my grandmother and my grandfather used to say is, grab yourself by the bootstraps and pull yourself back up. That's a big part of finding the answers, getting the insight, knowing that there is hope. There's three people in particular that are looking for a job. I have two men and a woman who are looking for a job, and they want me to tell you, you will have the job within the next 36 hours. You all have put out applications. You have all gone and interviewed, and now it's time to take that job. Now it's time to have that. Until next Tuesday, you can contact me, april@whitewolfapril.com. You can send me an email, and I'll be happy to communicate with you. Until next week, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.